Google has released two AI models for robotics based on Gemini 2.0. One is a vision language action, VLA, model, which means that model inputs are images and model outputs are actions that a robot can take. A second model focuses on spatial reasoning, which includes detecting and pointing at objects. When spatial reasoning is combined with code generation capabilities, the model is able to develop new capabilities on the fly, like understand how to hold a coffee mug. An MIT Technology Review article reviews the approach taken by Canadian company Waabi to developing driverless trucks. The idea is to create a digital twin of each real truck that receives the same sensor data such as inputs. The simulation can then test out emergency situations like animals crossing the road or extreme weather. Many experts believe that this type of simulation is the only viable manner to validate the safety of autonomous vehicles. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang gave a keynote address at the recent GTC 2025 conference and suggested that emerging reasoning models still require high-performance GPUs for runtime inference. This comes after the success of DeepSeek's R1 model questioned the hypothesis that high-grade GPUs are needed to train large models. Hugging Face is calling on the U.S. government to prioritize open source in the forthcoming AI action plan. They argue that the new action plan must strengthen existing open source initiatives, encourage the participation of organizations from all sectors in the development of new models, and leverage practices from cybersecurity to ensure interoperable standards for safe and secure AI systems. Microsoft is creating a new research project whose goal is to identify the influence that any particular training data has on content generated by models. This comes at a time of lawsuits against AI companies for having used copyrighted material to train AI models, and big tech companies calling on the new Trump administration to weaken copyright protections to allow for AI model training. Research from Poll on the evolution of the AI market in early 2025 suggests that a modal fragmentation now exists, where users are preferring different models providers depending on the modality, voice, video, text, they seek to create. Another article presents an initial review of the AI agent Manus, a much-talked-about Chinese chatbot. The agent uses several AI models, including Anthropic's Claude 3.5 Sonnet and fine-tuned versions of Alibaba's open-source Qwen. The Italian newspaper Illinois Foglio published a whole edition that was completely generated using AI. The role of journalists was limited to entering prompts into an AI tool. Elsewhere, a report from the San Francisco-based company Harness reports that AI tools are leading to an increased volume of code being shipped, but the blast radius of this code is also increasing, with 67% of developers spending more time debugging AI-generated code and 68% resolving extra security vulnerabilities. In cybersecurity, a report from the Google Threat Intelligence Group summarizes how state-sponsored APT actors have been making use of Google Gemini to launch cybersecurity attacks. The report says there is no significant AI-inspired cyberattack or influence operation method, but that bad actors are using AI to help in all phases of attacks. APT actors were detected from more than 20 countries, with Iran, China, North Korea, and Russia being the most frequent users.